Yassi Pour. Oh yeah!
Welcome into the 2018 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast, The Rossi Report. The Rossi Report? Yeah, we'll go with The Rossi Report. Kind of maybe using that double usage of that name soon, but that's for neither here nor there. Anyways, welcome into the podcast, guys. Big doings going on this week. We had keepers due, money was due, nobody late, nobody even controversially like coming up to the wire. That was pretty exciting for me to see. Usually it's like, oh yeah, that guy or gal or whoever, gal. Well, there's a couple gals in the league. But yeah, so everyone paid. Everyone got their keepers in that wanted to do keepers. We'll go over that. I'm also, just so you know, I saw a lot of people like, hey, I want a spreadsheet or I want a list of who kept who where. I'm going to be starting a Google Doc that will list all the keepers, not just this year. I'm going to try to go as far back as I can. I might need some help, but you guys will see a post about that. So we'll just have a document saying like who kept who like has named Jimmy and Pachi's team so we can kind of keep track of that, who lost a keeper, who finished in last, just something that's kind of something we can continue to go back to as years go on and kind of look at like, okay, in 2016, this person did that or here's what happened there. So just a document that has all that information that we share with everybody, but not be editable. I don't know how to say that. Able to be edited. So today we'll just go over the keepers. We'll go over a couple draft questions and we'll get ready because we're here, boys and girls. We are here. It is draft time. But first, let's talk about the keepers. I'll start off with my team. I ended up keeping Jerick McKinnon and James Conner. My team was pretty much trash last year, so Jerick McKinnon, now at the 49ers, went with the keep there, and James Conner, we'll see. Then we have Gillette keeping Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas. That's pretty good right there, but both on the same team. You never know. Then we had Anthony keeping Davante Adams as well as Chris Hogan, two good receivers there. Chase going with Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman, two players that last year he had in his roster that didn't play. Here's the real question when it comes to the draft, when it comes to Chase. When will he be taking Adrian Peterson? I'm thinking third round. And then we have Kevin keeping DeAndre Hopkins and Alex Collins. Blake finishing last week, can only keep one player, keeps Chris Carson. Also, Blake finishing last gets his team renamed by who finished in first place, which I believe was Kevin. Sorry, I didn't research that off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it was Kevin. I think he was like 11-2 or something. But yeah, so Kevin can rename him. Then you had Pachi keeping TJ Yeldon. Okay. Then we had Zach keeping Kenyon Drake and Carson Wentz. Deshaun Watson was kept by Billy. You had Jimmy keeping Adam Thielen and Juju Smith-Schuster. The champion, Marco, for a second consecutive year, not keeping anybody. Not keeping a soul. And then Pat keeping Jarvis Landry and Jimmy Garoppolo. So out of, 12 teams, it could be 24 keepers. Blake couldn't keep a keeper. So you think 23? Well, a couple people only kept one keeper or didn't keep anybody. There's like 20 guys kept this year. So interesting. Draft again coming up this Monday, Tuna Club. Anthony did let us know there will be Wi-Fi. So that's exciting stuff. Again, this year we'll be drafting the draft order. So when your music hits, and that's, oh, yes, 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 agenda. How about write some stuff down, Rossi? There will be a music request coming out. So please get in your music. We'll figure out how we'll get that all done. But yes, please give me your music. I'm going to see if Matt too can come, maybe DJ again. I don't know if he's available yet. This is obviously coming at him last minute. So definitely get your music in. Whatever it may be is unique. I don't know if Marco's going to sing another song. You know, that didn't work out so good in the past. But if you want to, just get it in. Get in whatever music you like. And we will, you know, we'll post that so everybody knows. We'll play all the tracks beforehand so everybody knows. And then we'll come up with our system. And then the draft will happen. The draft is coming this coming Monday. It is unbelievably quick. This thing just kind of came. We just started the league. Now we're getting to this. But today what we are doing, we're going to bring a guest on. It is a Bury the Hatchet podcast as we get into the new season. Time to get rid of the old, get rid of the stank, or maybe fire up some more. Because I'm going to have a guest on with me. His name is Jimmy Holland, probably the most controversial figure in the league since the league first started, because Jimmy, you know, obviously been in the league now a few years. I don't even know off the top of my head how long it's been now. It's crazy. But Jimmy, you know, sometimes can be a ball buster, sometimes can be, you know, soft on certain things. You know, he was the creator and the master of the pussy list. That is no longer a thing. He's now a father. He's married. We will see what he has to say. We'll talk about, you know, the incidents of the past. We'll talk about the future, where he's going to go from here. So coming up now, because there's no commercials. I'm too used to commercial radio. Here is James Holland. I'm joined by maybe the most controversial manager in the league. I don't know what you have to say about that, but Jimmy Holland. Jimmy, how you doing today?
Excellent, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Now, would you consider yourself the most controversial manager?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there's been controversy surrounding other managers. I mean, sure. I mean, I'd say the commissioner always stirs up controversy, but no, I think I'm probably the most controversial.
Okay, fair assessment, I'd say. That commissioner sometimes does get away with murder, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, that's you know, you get some benefit of getting everyone's shit, you know? You get to have some benefit of running the job.
Well, we'll see. But all right, so Jimmy, we're a year after last year. Me and you had a lot of conversations. Obviously, the league, kind of some people criticized what happened, you know, your punishment. It's a year later. How do you feel about your punishment in where you are now?
So people aren't going to like this. I mean, I stand by my statements. I think it was heavy-handed, and I think Pochi's punishment is still heavy-handed. But, I mean, at the end of the day, once our league starts getting bloodthirsty, there's no satisfying it. I get that. And I think, you know, we're a year removed. But the thing I regret about it is that it, like, took this turn where everyone's just sour on the league. And that wasn't really the intent. You know, the whole time I'm playing it up, I thought it was all in good fun and we're all just having like a good time here. But, you know, people are crying like I, you know, killed their newborn child, you know. You know what I mean? Like that's the taste that I still have in my mouth. And I think it sort of parlayed into this, you know, we gotta overregulate the league. We gotta punish this person for doing that. You gotta punish this person for doing this. It's just kinda like, guys, we're just playing fantasy football here, you know. Well, let's all take a deep breath. So that's the perspective I've come from it. And I mean, I know I was probably, it's going to be like, dude, that's so, I don't know, you know, wishy-washy coming from Jimmy. He loves to just kind of do what he wants and then doesn't want to play by the consequences. But that's not really the reason I'm saying it. The reason I'm saying it is because it's like we've gotten to a point where everyone just seems pissed off. And that led me to my email to you where it's like, dude, have I jaded you that much in this week? Like that you just don't even want to participate? Because I thought the whole time, you know, people are mad and it's fun, but people are still engaged. But it's like getting to a point where people are just pissed off, you know, that's not fun for anybody either.
Sure, yeah. We shared some private emails and stuff like that, and, you know, it's appreciated. But, you know, for me, I'll speak, you know, I'm not going to speak for the league, but I know I was just burnt out. But it wasn't just, it was you a little bit, it was like everybody, because, you know, being on this side, it was like I put out an email like, hey, what do you think the penalty should be? Eventually, the ruling comes out. You know, you have issues with it. We kind of modified a little bit. And then people, you're right. I think the one thing I can agree with you especially is there is a bloodthirst in the league. People love the idea of other people being, like, penalized or having to do something stupid because of other people's actions or because of an issue. Like, no one, I don't think, is going to defend anything that you and Pochi did. But at the same time, like, they have no problem, even if they kind of like, whatever, wasn't a big deal in their eyes. They're like, oh, we can take him. We should kick him out of the league. 3 first-round picks. Like, that stuff is definitely there. And obviously, I'm on, like, that, I guess, seat right now in a way because, you know, of my issues from last year. But it's just interesting. You're 100% right how there is not a – there's no way to quench the thirst of the league right now when it comes to punishment.
Yeah, and I guess that's the point where we're at. It's sort of like, you know, the people just bloodthirsty, talking shit to be talking shit, or people just kind of like tired of it, you know, because I'm getting the sense that some people are just kind of like over it, you know what I mean?
Which, yeah.
Again, that's just my take. I don't think it's 100% there, but, you know, you just get comments here and there where people, it seems like they're just fed up with everything. And, you know, Pochi and I started that, but we got to kind of right the ship and get this back to, like, what it used to be, which is just kind of like, you know, a good time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And trust me, I am as sour as a grapes as it comes at times. Last year I thought I was going to quit just because I was tired of it. But then I have to get past all that. I'm a highly sensitive human being. I'll be the first to admit it. But, you know, do you think, you know, when this latest poll or survey we just did, all the stuff that kind of came down to punishments, like not making the playoffs or you know, if you do something wrong, all that wasn't passed through. Do you think there is like a fear in the league? Like, oh, because there is a bloodthirst and they think if I make a mistake, like I don't want to suffer the consequences, but I have no problem pointing fingers at people that do make mistakes. Because that's kind of the sense I get a little bit. But do you feel that way as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's 100% how it is. And, you know, you can disagree on punishments here or there. But for us not to put anything in place and everyone's complaining about tanking, it's sort of like, what are we doing?
Yeah. See, I agree with you there. Like, that was my, like, maybe if people, I could understand if people, like, you know what, I don't want to do the extra money for people that lose, that don't make the playoffs, even though I think that's actually one of the better things that was proposed, but I get it. But even just to lose a keeper, do something that avoids it, and just as a league in total, people didn't go for it.
Yeah, no, I hear that. And again, this is specific to the topic, but to keep it on point, I think what could help, and I know people don't like it because we love the idea of old free trade night, and that doesn't have to change, but I've been saying for a while, I think a solution is we just move the trade deadline up to, you know, the 7th, 8th week of the year. At that point, people aren't completely trying to tank, you know?
Well, one thing we're going to do. This week will be the 7th. This year will be the 7th week. It'll coincide with that kind of like feud week or whatever where people can do stuff just to kind of make a nice middle point of the year. And I agree because as it gets later, if you're doing it with like 3 weeks to go, I think a couple years ago, it's kind of moved around as I looked at the old settings. But there used to be like in November and you're like November, you're like 3 weeks away from the playoffs at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And people are just kind of, we did it the early November last year because, you know, it was Pachi's graduation thing. And that's where I made a trade at the very last second with Blake. And it's sort of like, Blake was out of it then, so why wouldn't he just take whatever he could get?
Yeah.
You know, so that's just kind of how it comes down to.
And Blake's the only one who really had to pay any quote-unquote consequences to anything because just the rule that we put in of being the 12th place, you know, last place,
right.
You lose.
There's a slim margin between 12th and
well, that's
it. 11th, 10th, and 9th, and even 8th. And that's why people were scared about putting in a punishment because all it is one injury and you're done. You're at the bottom of the league. So I can understand that. But, you know, we've got to just come back to some balance, right? It doesn't need to be perfect, but it seems like we're just out of skew. And again, I'm the catalyst for this, right? I sort of traded a few picks. And it wasn't like I traded my entire team for first-round picks. I traded a guy for like a 4th and a 5th, which let me make a swap to get 2 first-round picks. But then I won the league. And then since then, Marco did the same thing and to get picks, load up, and now Pat's trying to do the same thing this year. So I'm sort of like, I know, calling the kettle black here, but that's why I kept saying, you know, I sort of started something that makes all the sense in the world. Why wouldn't you do it if you were out? So it's just a matter of balancing so we have less incentive to just kind of give up on the season at hand.
Yeah, I think, you know, people are calling out Pat, and I think he said it, you know, I don't remember exact words, but he said something like, if it's there to be done, why wouldn't you do it? And that was a Jimmy Holland quote, I feel like, almost, because it is true. While, you know, I don't always agree with the way people handle their stuff, and I'm not talking about just picks and all that, but it's true. Like, if it's there and there's no regulation, that's what this survey had an opportunity to do. Like, you can change that. But people, I think there is just, you know, kind of going to where we're at here, is I think there is just a sense of, like, a fear, like, oh, just because Jimmy, let's say, or Pat did it, or Blake or whoever, like, I don't want to now suffer the consequences if I don't make the playoffs all of a sudden and I have to A, pay more, or B, lose a keeper. Even though this year, like, half the teams, I feel like, I know it wasn't half, it was like 4, didn't even keep 2 players anyways.
Yeah.
But that only had, like, 2 votes.
Yeah, the keeper situation is sort of, with the first-round picks coming back in the draft, it's changed your whole perspective of moving up the picks. It's just changed it where there's not as much value in keeping people. And, like, you know, because I had a couple guys teetering personally, like, you know, Mixon and Kelsey, you know, 3rd, 4th round picks. It's like, do I even keep them? You know, yeah, okay, great. I get them in the 4th round, but why waste the roster spot there and waste the chance to keep someone lower? So I can see why people just don't want to keep other folks if they've sort of either bled their roster or if they traded a whole bunch of picks away to win. You don't want to lose that opportunity to get a pick. So I think we're doing our job in the sense of that we're keeping the keeper pool refreshed every year.
Yep.
And I like that sort of helped. And now you have some, the last few years, you're like, Jesus Christ, there's no one in the 1st round. You know, you're taking random running back A first overall, and it's just like, what are we doing? But now with first round picks coming back in, it's nice. It's helping.
Yeah. So, speaking about things that were less than helping you, if you remember at the draft, I think you may recall, you had some ridiculous apology that you were doing, but nobody was paying attention to that because, you know, you had, just to recap this, I meant to say this earlier, but you had Gillette playing like the shame bell and then Blake going off. I never really, of all the people I talked about that, I don't think I ever really talked to you, and I don't know if the league has ever heard. When that was happening, what was in your head when you're looking at Blake? You know, he's being defensive of you, it was cute, but like, what was in your head at that point?
My head was still full of rage. I enjoy and thrive the chaos, so I didn't necessarily mind it. But at the same time, I was trying to make a few points, which, everyone's already heard. But
yeah.
I'd like to be the dead horse, and I'll continue to do that. So it sort of hurt in the sense that, now we have the sideshow, which will let just yell in shame, and no one's really even listening to what I have to say. And, half the people didn't care what I had to say anyways. Like, Billy said, it's like, did you really think he was even going to apologize? No one did. Kevin was like, yeah, he isn't apologizing, and Anthony knew it too. So,
I was fully expecting a heartfelt apology. I don't know what these guys are thinking.
Were you?
Well, maybe not, but.
Yeah, no, exactly. But so this is where I'm coming back to is now, looking back on it, I'm more sorry just for, like, the direction of the league turned since then, and mainly, it sounds like people are really jaded, and personally you. So that's kind of more what I'm upset about, is like, because I was doing this all in good fun, playing it up. But again, in my mind, good fun, you guys were like, you cheater, you fuck piece of shit, that type of stuff. But in my mind, it's like, we're just having a good time here. Why not just play the bad guy and keep going, and just push this as far as I can go. That's just kind of my nature. It's hard to, tell a lion to stop eating steaks. So,
but look at
looking
that.
Back on it, like, I could have handled it better for sure. But it is what it is at this point. I paid the dues, and people are saying, you got off so scot free. Well, you guys, you go pay $150 for drinks for everybody else for no real reason, and then tell me I got off scot free and lose picks. Like, it wasn't like I got off scot free.
That's
again,
a good point.
For the $20 transaction, it means no difference at all. So there's my hypocrisy at the last second saying that I'm. over it, but not really.
Well, that's the way it is. And that's, going back to, all these people. I can't speak for anybody else. I've already said myself, I'm a sensitive person.
Yeah.
Sometimes
these
things just get to me. And it's maybe just this league throughout the years,
all
the stupid little nuancey things that we've done. And trust me, I've done a bunch of stuff that people can't stand and make them want to freaking wring my neck. And I get that. But that, like you said, with this, it kind of goes to the past. But, people don't really care about whether it was last year or if it was 15 years ago. And it's just kind of, and I have to realize that's the fun that people like to have in this league. At least some people, they like that trash stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. They like the trash talk and they like to, throw darts at people. But I mean, in the sense, like, now that it's more than just that, like, people are just legitimately angry.
Yeah. Well, I think.
Versus talking trash.
Sure. And
I think they were angry at the time, but I just didn't realize it.
No, absolutely. Dude, you should see. One day, I'm going to write a memoir about this league and just release some of those emails. There were some people literally, like you said, going for, your firstborn. So I would make sure. Logan's sleeping? Like, is everything good? Is he still at the house?
He's fine, yeah. Right. You can try to take him from my mother or Heather. You guys will get it.
All right. So, I don't know if you saw this a couple weeks ago, and now Jalen Ramsey's been like this outspoken guy for the NFL. They do like this word association with quarterbacks. So I'm going to name members of the league and just think of like the first word or phrase that comes to mind when this name is said. So we'll start with Zach Lombard. Did I lose you?
No. Thinking. I wasn't expecting to get Zach first. But okay. Grandstander.
Okay. Salvatore Pacci.
My bud.
Billy Delaney.
Fool.
John Gillette.
Useless.
Kevin Silva.
Rat.
Jason Rossi. The pause makes me nervous.
Trying to think of the right word. I'm going to go with it. Dictator.
Rich Blake.
Chunkard.
Marco Corrado.
Greaseball.
Chase.
White Space.
And Pat Hanlon.
Interloper.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that wasn't so bad. Yeah, there's some pause in there. You had to think. Well, how about this? Jimmy Holland.
Goliath.
And there you go. Well, you know, because you ever think to you, like, the one thing I can give you, and you know, after the year, after all the controversy and all stuff, you kind of became like the end boss of the league in its own little sense. You became like that master heel that people just wanted to beat. So if anything, you accomplished that.
Yeah, for sure. That's my goal. You know, again, I'm here to have fun and win. I'm not worried about anybody else. That's part of the problem. You know, that's just my MO. I'm not here to. When we step on that fantasy field, I'm not here to make friends. I've made my friends and brought them with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And once we touch that field, right, if we're going against each other, I'm going at you. But can we talk for a quick second about the noise in the chat and the reason why I call Kevin Silva a little rat?
You can go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Because he is the most rambunctious talker. Says his thing, stirs the pot, then goes away. But for him to actually, and maybe he didn't actually block Billy, maybe he's kidding, but if he actually blocked Billy, that is such a wuss move. And I just don't know if that's true or not. I can't track these stupid cheat chats. He's probably kidding, but if he actually did it, that could be one of the biggest pitch moves in the history of this league.
I'm going to go on the record and say I don't believe you can actually block anybody on the chat, but I think that's his way of telling Billy, like, enough. Like, I'm not even paying attention to you. I think. I'm actually on the app as we're speaking, and I don't see a feature in the options or anything.
All right, maybe I'm just that dumb and tired. I don't know it.
No, it's not about being dumb and tired. He said it. He did put it out there.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could do that, though. You make it, as you said, you make your own safe space. Like, yeah, I don't want to hear from, you know, Jimmy this week. I'm just gonna block him.
Well, that's where I thought he was running to the message boards to get out of the heat of the group chat.
Oh, I see. So, you know, earlier in this, you'll hear it when I put it all together. I'm going to put out a document, like a Google Doc that goes over everything. So here's the guys people kept. Here's like last year's. I'm going to try to do as much of the history as I can so people we can always look back on. Because even if we just post it in there, it's like it kind of just goes off to la-la land because no one really pays attention to that.
Yeah.
I know I've been dragging my feet on that, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you get the people like Gillette that are like, ooh, it's seventh or eight. Like, you know damn well it's a seventh.
Well, that was I laughed about that. I'm like, dude, you just look at what you draft, and clearly you looked at it before you picked the guy or kept the guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. So.
Anything else? Any other clothes? Anybody else you want to call out or comment on?
I don't think you didn't go through everybody in the league, did you? Did you ask Anthony on the
did I miss Anthony?
On the Word Association? I don't remember saying anything about Anthony.
Well, we'll go with it then. What do you have to say about Anthony?
Overrated.
You think overrated like playing-wise? Because his record isn't all that good. Or do you think overrated like in the league?
Everything. I think he's just an overrated manager. People, you know, put too much stock into what he says sometimes. And he's just not that great as a fantasy manager. So, yeah, that's someone I didn't get to really call out through your word association. I was trying to make sure I got a shot at everybody.
Yeah, listen, now you did, even kind of a shot at yourself.
Yeah, it happens. Oh. You know, you got to have some sort of humility in this life.
Well, you definitely
everything
do.
Else? Everything good with you? How's the host search going?
Oh, please. Listen, I'll save that for off of a podcast, dude. I want to – like. You got a house. You know what that's like. You know the search. You know all that stuff. You've bought and you've sold.
This market sucks.
It's awful.
Market's brutal.
It's awful. We've come to swing at a couple of them, and then last second, you know how it goes. That's the worst thing I've ever experienced. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's tough. I mean, I've lucked out in that department where, you know, timing is most of it, but this timing isn't good for anybody.
No, I know. For any of the guys in the league that listen to this part and they're going to be looking at all that stuff, all it takes is once, though. Because some people, you know, they probably just go, they find a house, and they're like, done. There it is. We got it.
Yeah, but it's hard because the inventory isn't there right now. But, you know, the one thing I will say is you just got to keep your eyes peeled over it this weekend because usually holiday weekends is where not quite as many people show up. And then, you know, early fall, people are going back to school already, so you'll start seeing houses that you might not have seen before not go as quickly. Because, you know, whenever someone finally finished the divorce and they get to sell the house, like that's the type of thing you got to jump on, or, you know, someone dies. That's it. Because people aren't going to be as competitive right now. Because kids are going back to school and the kids are all settled. They're not going to yank their kids out of school once they just started. So,
yeah, die, die, divorce, drop dead, you know, drop out of school. Yep. I don't care. They get fired. Give me your house anyways. Yep. So we covered it all here. We managers last year. We kind of buried the hatchet with some of the stuff. I'm sure we pissed some people off here just by things that we said, but that's just how it goes. So Monday, the draft. Obviously, we're going to come to your house first, which gracious host. Hopefully, you know, you have all your stuff in order. This grill you were talking about before we came on is up and running.
Yeah, hopefully it's firing. It should be coming any minute. Well, I'm home. Just waiting for it to show up, and I'm going to probably install it. So we'll see how that goes with the gas line. So as long as I don't blow up the house before you guys show up, we should have a good time.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. Jim, pleasure to have you on here. We're looking forward to the weekend. This is what it's all about. All the PS, all the BS, all the stuff going on the boards, all the stuff going on in the chat, doesn't matter. Once it comes Monday, we're actually drafting, and we'll look forward to another exciting season.
All right. Thanks for having me, dude.
All right, dude, I'll talk to you.
I want to see your pussy. Everybody says it's nice. Can I come and visit? I'll be at your house tonight. They tell me it's soft to touch and really smooth. I can hardly wait to feel that pussy too. You wanna play with pussy all the time. To hide that kind of pussy is a crime. You say your pussy's clever and so slick. But I think that your pussy's kinda sick.